right, so setting the bar stories on 99.7 EJX are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without making a self-inflicting bet on social media that then you decide that you have to pay off, you're doing okay.
We made a bet with ourselves?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like on the internet.
Okay.
It sounds like this guy is wanting clicks, but nonetheless, his name's Larry, and he's a so-called golf bettor, and apparently not a good one because he guaranteed on social media that Scottie Scheffler, we know Scottie Scheffler around
sure,
these parts.
Yeah.
We've heard of him.
Uh-huh.
That he would not win a golf tournament in California. For whatever reason, he decided to put a bet on it, saying, if Scottie Scheffler wins this week, I will only eat Wendy's chili for a month. It's not happening, folks. Zero chances.
Okay. All right.
So Scottie won.
You're betting against Scottie Scheffler? Okay.
Yeah. Which I'm all like, right. Okay, all right.
Find someone on the PGA Tour that hasn't won a lot.
Yeah, but like, he won. You could have just rode off into the night and never posted or not posted about it again. No one would have cared.
Yeah, they're not going to be.
No one would have cared.
Holding you
but
accountable.
Since he is, I guess,
man of his word.
Man of his word, Larry.
Yeah, I'm a man of my word.
There it is.
Exactly.
No excuses. I was wrong. Congratulations, Scottie Scheffler.
Okay, great.
Which means until February 25, 7 p.m., the only thing I'm going to be eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner is Wendy's chili.
Wendy's chili.
Oh, it wasn't just social media in general. It's one dish from one place.
Yep.
And chili is what he picked.
Yep.
Cheese, no crackers, just chili.
Yep,
ooh.
Just chili. No accoutrements in it, just the chili.
Wow.
Now, again.
Listen, Wendy's chili is the bomb. I know a lot of people, my husband loves it. There's a lot of people, I'm not a chili person, but a lot of people love it. But for every single meal for a month?
Yeah, in fact, I remember there was a chili, like, cook-off several years ago at the radio station, and someone brought Wendy's chili as their chili.
And it did it win?
It was good.
Yeah.
So anyways, he's like, he's putting himself through this. It doesn't sound like it's a, quote, challenge for him. But I'm throwing it in as setting the bar story, just as a, hey, be careful what you post on social media.
Yeah. And he says, I've been abusing my digestive tract for 50 years. I got this.
Right, exactly.
What?
Exactly.
Because that particular dish, eaten that much, could probably be difficult for the
for
system.
You, definitely.
Oh, I'd be dead.
Yeah.
You'd take me out.
You would not be able to, you would never leave the bathroom.
Nope.
And, but Larry said breakfast chili is surprisingly underrated and regrets that he didn't allow crackers for it. And yeah, like you said, he's been abusing his digestive tract for 50 years, so he's got this. So
now, hopefully Wendy's gives him like a deal or a punch card.
No, absolutely not. If I was Wendy's, I'd say, hey, thanks for the shout out, buddy. You made your bed. Now give us the money and we'll send you chili.
They could work this into like a month long endorsement deal.
Why are you trying to give this guy money?
I'm trying to help him out a little bit. He's backed himself into a corner.
Okay, let him figure it out on his own.
Okay.
Don't give him any ideas.
All right.
Setting the bar.
I don't think he's going to learn, though.
On 99.7 DJX.